Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, John, joined by my co-hosts, Nick and Brandon. What's up, guys?
Hey, John.
Not much, man. Just a bit saddened by today's news.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a second, but let's just start off, quick introduction we're going to talk about today. We'll start off, you know, Derek Jeter announcing that he's going to retire after the 2014 season. We'll move on to Michael Sam, the first openly gay, well, he's got to be an NFL player in the draft. And finally, we'll wrap it up with, we're going to talk a little Shaun White not getting a medal in the Olympics, and then we're going to talk about the Marcus Smart incident where he pushed a fan. But let's start off just two or three minutes about Derek Jeter. Obviously, he's announcing he retired. He's going to retire after the 2014 season. I'm a big Yankee fan. So for me, you know what? He's a great role model, incredible baseball player, and I think he's retiring at the perfect time. The Yankees as a whole are getting up there. They're all pretty old, so they have to move on. And Jeter, it'll mark the end of an era where they really dominated early 2000s, and they won again in 2009. So great baseball player, great person. Brandon, what was your reaction when you first heard this news?
Well, when I first heard this news, honestly, I was really saddened. Because not only does this mark the end of a great career, it also marks the end of a very significant era of baseball. I mean, Derek Jeter, when he came to this league looked totally different from what it was today. And I'm not saying that it was his impact specifically, but he was certainly a major factor in the popularity and re-rise to fame of baseball that there is today. And there would certainly not be as big of a draw to the Yankees empire and to the three world championships that they won without Derek Jeter. And to be honest, I think that behind Babe Ruth and in a tie with Mariano Rivera, he is the second greatest Yankee to ever play the game of baseball.
Brandon, are you serious? Brandon.
Yeah. I'm totally
you
serious.
Think Derek Jeter is the second greatest Yankee of all time. Are you tied out of your mind? Listen, he was a great player, but he's not in the top five. It goes, here's how it goes. Okay, there were six players ahead of him in Yankee history. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, and possibly Mariano.
I'm talking about their career as a Yankee. I'm not talking about their career in general. I mean, Babe Ruth.
Well,
they're
all those
Yankees
players were Yankees for the whole career. They were all Yankees.
You're gonna
yeah.
Tell
true.
Me?
Well, first
yeah.
of all, Babe Ruth was on the Red Sox until the infamous.
Yeah,
Babe
but he
Ruth
was not famous on the Red Sox. He's not famous for the Red Sox.
He didn't come
but
to
it doesn't
fame
matter.
Until he got to the Yankees.
What do you mean? It doesn't matter.
Every,
he was a pitcher on the Red Sox.
Every single game of his entire career for the New York Yankees, and I think that he introduced a whole new era of baseball. He won three championships
right.
with this team, and he wholeheartedly deserves it. And I do think
okay.
that Mariano Rivera
yeah.
is the greatest right. closing pitcher in all of baseball, and he's certainly ahead of most of those guys on that list simply because he is the best at what he did.
Okay.
All right. Nick,
Derek,
what do you
Derek
think
Jeter,
about Derek Jeter,
Jeter
and how will this impact the Yankees next season?
Well, I mean, they're going to have to find a new shortstop. Who are they going to get? I don't know. But, listen, I feel happy for Derek Jeter. When I first read it on Twitter, I was kind of surprised and kind of not surprised at the same time because Derek Jeter is old, has gotten much older. It's time for him to retire. but it was sort of shocking news to me because I can't picture baseball without Derek Jeter. I mean, I'm a diehard Mets fan, but Derek Jeter is one of my favorite baseball players of all time. And he is the only baseball player to ever play in the steroids era that will not be accused of steroids. It's going to be completely irrelevant when it comes to him getting into the Hall of Fame. He is the only one.
Yeah, that is a very good point.
Him and Mariano.
Mariano, too. It'll really be the end of an era, you know, with Mariano and Pettitte retiring at the end of last season, now Jeter retiring. You know, the famous core four for the Yankees is done, and it's sad, but Yankees got to move on. Baseball has to move on. All right, now we're going to move on to the next topic. Michael Pham, former University of Missouri star. Oh, wait, we have a call coming in. All right, who do we have here?
Hello, this is Leah Niebuhrs. I'm not going to say my name because this is a very positive radio show.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay.
I have a question. Since the February deadline coming up for the NBA, what last-minute drafts do you think are going to be going on?
I'll be honest, I don't really see any big-time moves with any teams. I think maybe you can look at a team like the Knicks. It'll be interesting with Carmelo. We'll talk about this a little closer to the trade deadline. But with Carmelo, you know, will they trade him? Will they keep him? Risk free agency? It should be interesting to see. But as a whole, I don't see any huge deals. No one has really expiring contracts besides Melo.
What was the question? I didn't hear it.
What are the upcoming last-minute drafts will be happening in the NBA?
Wow. I do. I see one.
It's very hard.
All right,
okay,
Brandon.
J.R. Smith's going to get moved before the deadline.
That's possible. But
okay.
Hold on, Brandon. Keep in mind, the thing with J.R. Smith is, he's kind of got to get his caca together and all that. But the thing is that he kind of has in these past few weeks. He's played well in these past few weeks. He hasn't caused the Knicks as many problems as he did before. Now,
but listen,
here's why.
Mike Woodson's gone before the All-Star break. Everyone's probably already known that, and you could probably agree with me when I say that.
Absolutely.
So this new coach who's coming in is going to come in and want to build a whole new persona for that team, considering the lack of maturity and you know, level of ability to play basketball that the current Knicks squad has. And I think that starts with trading away your biggest, most consistent problem, which is J.R. Smith. Okay? He's an idiot. He has no self-control. He has no maturity. He is going to be gone off of that Knicks squad. And I think wherever he goes, it'll be good for him as well. So he gets out of that media life. I hope for the best for J.R. Smith. I'm not a J.R. Smith hater. You know, I don't really care for him.
He's been playing well the past few games, though.
Brandon, I give him credit.
But in these past few weeks, he's mature. He has not been as bad. And the truth of the matter is, despite his personal life and all that, the guy can play. And when J.R. Smith is on the floor and he has his head straight, things can happen. What the Knicks have to do is they have to figure out, they have to weigh the pros and cons. How often is he going to keep his head straight, and how often is he going to be a complete lunatic on the basketball court? And he's been like a whole he was practically like like an epidemic for the Knicks. He was terrible in these past few months
ago
or whatever. But he's on the floor. He can fly.
Nick, all right.
Yeah.
All right, look, we got to move on, man. But long story short, J.R. Smith's going to get moved. The Knicks team's going to get blown up. And don't expect to see Mike Woodson and his horrible-ass facial hair on that Knicks sideline.
All right. All right. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you, Gross, and thank you, Sportaholic.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for the call.
All right. So now let's move on to the Michael Pham discussion. Michael Pham, former defensive end from the University of Missouri football team, he was projected to be a pretty high draft pick. He was co-defensive player of the year in the SEC, which is the best conference in college football. He was a big-time player, ton of sacks, ton of tackle for losses. He's a great football player. And just a few days ago, he came out as gay. And personally, you know, this is a big deal. Now, whether it'll be looked at, like, you know, 40 years from now, will people look back on this like we do now about Jackie Robinson? No. But it's still a big deal, and there have been some former professional athletes that have come out, but never any athletes that will be playing professionally in a professional sport, such as Michael Sandman next year. Nick, we'll start with you. Do you think that Michael Sam coming out will affect his draft stock at all, which I don't think it should at all. That'll be wrong.
Well,
but do you think?
I don't think it should, and to be honest, I really don't think it will, because basically the entire media, 100% of the media, is basically on Michael Sam's side and supporting him 100% in this case. And listen, I have deep respect for him for having the guts to come out just before his draft, before even making the NFL, and coming out to these games. Former athletes have done it, but it's never been anything like this. But, there might be some problems in the locker room, but I'm going to be honest. As a sports fan, I don't give a crap about any athlete's personal lives. That's not my business. That's their business. What matters is if he can play football. That's what matters. And he clearly can play football. He won the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. He's fast. He's very fast. He has a fire. But I don't know if he might not have the size. He has to build himself up a little bit. But other than that, he's great. But all I can say is if he comes to play for the Giants, the Jets probably won't get him. But if someone comes to play for the Giants, he can make a nice home in the Village for him. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, Nick, I have a very similar point in that, I mean, yes, good for Michael Sam for coming out and, you know, being such a pioneer in the LGBT community, especially in the world of sports where there really isn't a lot of representatives in that community. But in reality, I don't care. I don't care if he's gay. I don't care if he's straight. I don't care if he's small. I don't care if he's big. I don't care if he's fast. I don't care if he's slow. I care if he can play the game of football and he can play well. And that's what we have to start doing as a society. We have to stop putting so much emphasis on, you know, whether he likes
personal
guys or he likes girls or, you know, he went to this club and he did this and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We have to start focusing on what they do on the field, because in the end, that's what they're getting paid, this erroneous amounts of money to do. I mean, that's
right.
A whole separate issue, but, I mean, it doesn't really matter, you know, who you love or where you love, but it's about playing the game. I mean, really.
All right, now, we have a call right now. Let's take this call quickly. Let's take this call. All right, thanks for calling in to Sportsaholics 24/7. Who do we have here?
This is Al Dente.
All right, Al Dente,
okay.
Where are you from?
Little Italy.
Okay, Al Dente, what's your question?
What's your question?
What do you guys think about Sean White not meddling?
Oh, that's actually a point
we're going to get to this at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. We'll do it right now.
We can do it quickly right now. We can go back to Michael Sam.
Get it over with.
Yeah. It stinks, but you know what? He's not old at all. But in terms of the Olympics, he's getting a little older. And he finished in fourth place. You know what? Everyone, you can't win every time.
Exactly.
That's basically my mindset. I'm not going to look at him any differently since he didn't get a medal. Whatever.
I mean,
well, not when you're Sean White, man.
You
could say that as many times as you want, but not if you're Sean White. If you're Sean White and you've been on the streak that you've been on, you've got to win almost every single time you're out there, man. And I'm sorry, fourth place for Sean White is not acceptable. It's just not.
Brandon. You talk about Sean White like he's some god. Yes, he's an amazing Olympian, one of the best of all time.
Sean White, maybe the greatest snowboarding half-pipe athlete.
Yeah, I don't
ever.
Know much about the Winter Olympics,
ever.
But I can
all right.
But I can
Michael
play.
Jordan's
Sean
the best
White.
Basketball player ever. Did he win every championship? No.
Exactly. He's a human being. He's going to lose. You can't win every single time.
Okay, so maybe you get a second place and a third place there. But the fact that you cannot even...
Brandon, fourth place in the world. Brandon, fourth place
you are,
in
you
the
are
world.
The best at what you do,
in the world, that's what
you
amazing.
Have to
Let
be consistent.
You try to do that.
Yeah, he's totally consistent. He's won everything else besides this one little
he's
thing. He's won all the X Games. He's won all the Olympics before this.
Because he didn't win a medal one time. Are you kidding me?
Yo, I'm sorry. I honestly think I'm starting to see the decline of Shaun White. And let me explain why. Because snowboarding, especially the superpipe and what they do, relies solely on athleticism. And with athleticism, more athleticism is typically found in younger athletes, in youth. Shaun White
right.
is not that young anymore.
Of course.
He's not
course
old.
Okay, so what?
By any stretch.
Okay, Derek Jeter's getting older.
Young.
He's retiring. You know what? That happens. And quickly,
exactly.
We have a call
all
right
I'm
now. We have a call.
We're not.
We have another call, quickly.
Gonna...
We have a call.
We have another call. All right, thanks for calling in to Sportsaholics 24/7. Who do we have here?
Richard Stoney.
Who?
Speak up. You're on the air. Don't be a nerd. All
right. Yeah, hang up.
All right. Back to what I was saying right, about Shaun White, though.
I apologize for that. Yeah. Go on quickly.
Shaun White does not have it anymore. And as much as I would love to say that and have it be true, I would love to see him come out. I would love to see him perform the same way. We're just not going to see it as often anymore because he is getting older, and this sport is getting younger and better. And although Shaun White still holds his title of the greatest ever, I don't know how much longer he can keep it up for himself to add to that legacy.
But, Brandon, we all knew this time was going to come. Always comes a time in an athlete's life when they start
but
to decline.
I didn't know it would be, but
Bell
I didn't know it would come this soon.
What do you mean this soon? I don't get what you mean by this soon, because he's been doing this for a really long time.
Because listen, because Shaun White kind of set himself up for failure a bit. He was supposed, and this is like, by New Year's, he was scheduled to participate in the X Games, for one, and the slope style, and Superpipe events at the Olympics. Now, you dropped out of the X Games to focus on Sochi, which is completely understandable, and I totally can accept that from him. Then he dropped out of slopestyle, which I was a little worried about, but he said he was motivated and more focused to win at the Superpipe. And when you're light and you're focused and determined to win at something, you gotta win. I mean,
so what do you want
place,
to do?
Wait,
second
so Brandon,
place, I would
Brandon,
be happy with.
Brandon, listen to this.
Isn't determined?
Yeah, just because
after,
yeah, exactly.
After
and anyway, you know what? You know the reason why
he
dropped out?
He had to focus more. He got fourth, man. That's not good.
Brandon, fourth. All right, I'd like to see you get 1 millionth in the world, all right? You have to understand how hard it is, how competitive it is. Shaun White, yes, he was really good. But the last Olympics
Amazing.
Was 4 years ago, and even just the X Games, they have a lot of talent, but they don't have the top snowboarders and the top winter athletes in the world. It's the Olympics.
Yes,
they have the best ones that in the X Games, not even close to as good as the Olympics.
Yes, they do.
And
look,
yeah,
yes,
they
do. No.
You're right about that.
They don't. Okay, we have another call.
Yes,
we have another call,
do.
But they
okay,
don't.
Okay.
They don't, but we have another call.
Okay.
All right, who do we have here?
Kenny.
Hello?
All right, whoever's calling from these fake Italian surnames, you got to stop.
Wait, excuse me, say your name again.
Penny
Alavudka.
Penny Alavudka?
I don't know who your parent is. I mean, for God knows, Mike from freaking Queens got to be your parent or something, but listen, do you have a question or not?
What do you think of the conditions of the half pipe? A lot of the snowboarders are saying it was a little too steep. What do you think of that?
All right,
well, to me
we
at
have
least
just about 10 minutes left, so I'll make this quick. We have to make this quick.
For me, there's no excuse. I mean, yes, there's been problems with the half pipe among many other events at the Olympics this year. Obviously, Sochi did not do a very good job with their execution of the Olympics itself. I mean, the athletes and the events left after their job, but Sochi did not do their job as a city, and the Olympics do not do their job as a organization in terms of setting up for these games, and a halfpipe was one of those glaring concerns. But there's no excuse. I mean, you just have to play with what you're done with, and if the athletes are going to complain about it, and that's their own fault.
I agree.
Okay. I agree with that. Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
Moving on.
All right, yeah, let's move on. Let's move on to, well, thank you for your call, Penne Alavaca. that's what he called in as, I don't know.
The same person as Al Dente.
I don't think so. Al Dente had a much deeper voice. But
okay.
Let's move on now to Marcus Smart.
Okay.
All right, let's move on now to Marcus Smart, the Oklahoma State shooting guard who pushed a fan during the Texas Tech-Oklahoma State game. It was the very end of the game. It was a three-point game, very close game. Marcus Smart got, you know, pushed down to the ground. It was a foul. And a fan said something to him. We don't know what he said to him. There were some rumors going around that he said Smart, Smart is African-American, that the fan said to him, go back to Africa. Other people said that the fan said, you're a piece of crap. Either way,
yeah,
there's no excuse, in my opinion, no excuse for a fan to be talking to a Marcus Smart is maybe 21, whatever.
19 years old.
No, 19 years old.
Yeah.
You're a grown man. You don't talk to a person like that. And I think, you know what, Marcus Smart, he pushed a guy. That's bad. But I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about the social aspect about this as a whole, as our country as a whole. If this was a white guy that pushed him, no one would care.
Oh, don't go there.
I've seen Marshall Henderson from
true.
Ole Miss. I think so. I was at a game Ole Miss played. Marshall Henderson was talking the whole game to a fan. Who was sitting courtside. He hit a three, walked up to the fan and his kids, and started yelling at them. While he didn't push them, you know, he was still freaking out at them, and that's wrong. And he's ran into student sections and flipped people off, and no one really has talked about that even close to as much as they've been talking about Marcus Smart. That's just my opinion. I know you guys may feel differently.
Well, there are two reasons why that's the case with Marshall Henderson. Number one, Marcus Smart, we can all agree, Marcus Smart is much more famous than Marshall Henderson. He's much bigger. And in today's society, and John, I agree with you 100%. Like, I don't think it's that big a deal. But the thing is, when you put your hands on a fan, people freak out. But my feeling about the whole situation is Marcus Smart shoving a fan. To be honest, I don't have much of a problem with it. To be completely honest, if I were, I would probably make the same mistake. I mean, the fan was heckling him. He just gave him a little shove. It was just, it's not that big a deal. Nobody got hurt. It was a little shove. Why does everybody care so much? I understand that they have to suspend him because, well, they would do that with anybody, and he has to learn that you can't do that. You have to control yourself. But I'm 100% on Marcus Smart's side. I think people are going to be freaking out over just a little shove. And the guy deserved a punch in the face. And there's no excuse for a fan to be talking to a player like that, especially a college player. And the thing is, I hate that how Marcus Smart is getting all the heat, but the fan gets nothing. The fan,
he is getting some heat.
He's getting heat, but he didn't get any official punishment. He decided himself that he's not going to go to any more Texas Tech games. Okay? The university, the NCAA, nobody did anything about that, and they put all the punishment on Marcus Smart. That's extremely unfair.
Well, to be honest, I kind of see the same way you guys see it, but I think there's another point that you're missing, and that Marcus Smart has to learn to control his emotions a lot more. I mean, yes, he's 19 or 20 or whatever he is. He's a young athlete. He's a complete stud. You know, he's a great basketball player, and he's probably going to go top five in next year's draft class should he enter. But Marcus Smart has to learn to control himself. I mean, all the great athletes in the world, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Tiger Woods, even, you know, the lesser-known athletes that are better at the sports like Shaun White we were talking about, or Derek Jeter or something like that, they have to learn to control their haters. And the best athletes in the world are not only famous for what they do on the field but off the field, because they do just that. And if Marcus Smart wants to be known as a great athlete, he has to learn how to control himself and to tune out his haters and and all of his enemies and hecklers around, and he just has to learn to focus on the game. And that's
well,
my
Brandon,
own
can I just say
it.
Something? Can I just say something? Him, it hurts, it kind of does hurt his reputation, but it has nothing to do with how good of a player he is. To be known as a great athlete, you could be the biggest asshole on the planet. It doesn't matter, it has nothing to do with how great you are. Right, I get
but no one wants an asshole on their team. Everyone wants a team player and someone who can control their emotions. Nobody wants a player like, you know, maybe a Marshall Henderson who cannot even control his own mouth.
Marshall Henderson,
let alone his own actions.
But he's
nobody wants that on a team. Yes, they're
NBA.
Talented, and yes, they're going to be recognized for what they do on the court. But off the court, if you're going to be like a Marshall Henderson or a J.R. Smith or someone of that nature, no one is going to want you.
I see where you're coming from, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to be known as a great athlete.
No,
like
that's not what Brandon's saying, though.
I agree with Brandon.
Right,
Tell me one great athlete that is known as a jerk that has gotten into with fans before. Tell me one great athlete that has done that.
O.J. Simpson. I mean, he killed the next one.
that's not what I was looking for. That's not
it's a
really,
different story because that happened after his career was over. That's different.
Okay. Yeah,
but
that's,
it doesn't mean that I can't.
That's
happen.
Not a fan. That's his wife.
But John, I really do agree with you though, because I can't stand how you can't do this, you can't do that. Think about it for a second. What the hell is the big deal? Marcus Smart. All he did was give him a little shove. He moved back like two steps, literally at most, and people are freaking out over it. And while the fans. He just doesn't get any official punishment, I should say. He's getting a lot of heat, but no official punishment.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, you know, there are guys like Marshall Henderson, and Henderson, yeah, he's calmed down a little bit, but he was a repeat offender of doing stuff like this. He would flip off fans as he walked out of the arena. He ran into the Auburn student section and was, like, you know, showing off his jersey and stuff like that. And he was a repeat offender of that. Marcus Smart does one thing, and people are saying that he should not be able to play. He should be suspended for the rest of the season.
Exactly.
You know, he gets suspended for three games. It's dumb. I get it. Teach him a lesson.
It's the worst thing in the world.
But don't –
I'm going
to be honest.
I probably would have made the same mistake. I truly –
Exactly.
Do. I understand this feeling. I mean, I don't think it's a black-white issue. I think one of the main reasons is because Marshall Henderson is, A, he's not as famous as Marcus Smart, not even close, and B, because Marshall Henderson didn't physically touch anybody. He's just flipping off, like, he's just running his mouth and flipping the crowd the finger and all that crap and, you know, making a showboat.
Well, look, long story short, Marcus Smart has just got to learn to live up to his name, all right?
Gotta be smart.
But what pissed me off the most, though, is that people were comparing this situation to the Ron Artest, the whole Patriots.
Oh,
that
made me angry. That made me
angry. You're seriously comparing Marcus Smart to Ron Artest, now Meta World Peace, but like going into the stands and punching everybody? They're completely different situations. Like, people have to learn to stop and think and put the situation into perspective. It's not that big a deal. It's not. I mean, there are rumors going around that the fan, Jeffrey, whose name is Jeffrey Orr, that he called Marcus Smart the N-word and racial slur. That turns out not to be true. He really just called him like a piece of crap or whatever. But still, there's no excuse for that. And fans need to learn to control themselves. If athletes have to control themselves, then so do fans. There is no reason at all why fans should be acting like children just because they paid their tickets.
Yeah, that's some great points made on today's show. We have 20 seconds to go on the show. So first of all, I just want to thank Brent and Nick for hosting with me today, and we'll hopefully have Jordan on again sometime soon. Thanks for our callers who called in today, and thank you all for listening to our show.
Thank you, Al.
We will be back in a few days. Yeah, thanks for listening.